Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I want to start with Michael Bennett because there's something about... I want to start with something that, as an old-time guy, I really like. You were able to get the story with Michael Bennett. Wasn't announced on Twitter. It was just good old-fashioned building relationship, good newspaper guy, good guy to talk to in Michael Bennett, and got the story out there. So congratulations on that. I just like the way the whole thing was done.
Oh, thanks, Steve. No, I mean, I've had a relationship with Michael and his family, you know, built it through his time at Penn State, and he's always been cooperative and, you know, and I appreciate that. I mean, yeah, you mentioned the old-fashioned way. There was no way he was going to announce anything on Twitter. He is, right, as you well know, he is not one for fanfare or to draw attention to himself. And it's very hard to get him to talk about himself. I never doubted or never thought that he... that he was coming back, because, I mean, this has been a goal of his for a very long time, and a dream of his is to play in the NFL. And he's put in his 5 years at Penn State, and like he said, he wouldn't trade it for the world. And he says, I can't even put into words what that team means to me. So, I wish him well, and it's been fun covering him.
I'm so fortunate that there's so many people along the way that you build. They may be short-term, but you build relationships with. And then later you sit back and say, what a terrific person to be around. Michael's one of those guys. I just really liked being around him. He was so nice, always polite, great leader. And you could tell after the game when he and Will Fries walked around the field together like that. You knew that was it. I mean, you know.
Yeah, he's a very, he not only sounds and looks very mature, he is very mature. He's one of those guys, the team always comes first. It's not about him. And he did say to me, and I use it in the story, I said, you know, of all the things that you accomplished at Penn State, what are you most proud about? And he said it was being elected team captain, not just once, but twice. He said, I don't even know how to put that into words.
Well, came here as a guard, moved to center. Mm-hmm. So how does he want to go about the next step? Because normally we'd say, okay, you have to do this. You got to go to the combine, pro day, things like that. But in this particular circumstance, did he get a chance to talk about how he wants to go about this?
He's down in Pensacola, Florida, working out at a training facility called Exos. And Jimmy Morrissey, the Pitt center, is down there, a kid from Philadelphia area. Mm-hmm. And, the quarterback from North Dakota State, Lance, and I can't think of his first name. He's
Trey
down there
Lance
as well. And there are other guys. Yeah. And, he's down there preparing for the combine, but right now the combine invitations and actual dates that are up in the air, and no one really knows what's going to happen there. So he's preparing for that, and if there is no combine, I'm sure there'll be a pro day at Penn State, and that's another thing he'll be preparing for. I think his versatility, that he can play center and guard, is going to help him. Is going to make him more attractive to teams. He's represented by one of the premier agents in the game, Joel Siegel, who he told me just really, really liked. The guy was very, very, seems very, very motivated to work for him. I don't know how long he doesn't know exactly how long he's going to be down in Pensacola, but he's going to continue to work out down there until he hears about the combines. He's also, as you know, Steve, he received an invitation to the Senior Bowl, right, and he's, as of Friday, when I spoke to him Friday night, he's planning to play in it, but he said that could change depending on a lot of things.
Right, exactly. You always want to leave a situation better than when you found it. Did he feel that he was leaving a Penn State offensive line room better than when he found it?
That's a good question. We didn't talk about that. I know this. I know he likes Phil Troutwine a lot.
Yes.
He wishes that they could have had, I'm sure like everybody else on the team, wishes they could have had a spring practice and a regular year. He thinks that would have helped them a lot. But he frankly was very disappointed about the way the season played out. And he said it did leave a sour taste in his mouth. And, you know, but like you said, I can't change it. But that disappointed him. But I don't think there's any regrets. I don't think there's any. I think he had a lot of good things to say about his teammates, his coaches, and the support staff at Penn State.
Next one is Jaquan Brisker has made the decision that he's going to come back for a third year at Penn State. What do you think this now means in conjunction with Tariq Castro-Fields, the transfer from South Carolina, returning guys? What do you think about the secondary now?
Well, first, I don't know about you. Maybe you had some inside information. I was very surprised. You know, I think the folks up in the Scranton area, Lackawanna College, were a little surprised as well. I think it's a huge plus for Penn State and the Penn State defense. I think Brisker played very, very well this season, especially the second half of the season. I think the fact that Tariq Castro-Fields is coming back, which I think is, you know, it was the right move because of his health concerns this year that limited him to one game or two games, whatever it was. I think that gives the secondary a lot of experience. And then you throw in, you know, the transfer from South Carolina, Johnny Dixon. And then you got all those really, who I think are really good young cornerbacks, Joey Porter Jr., Keaton Ellis, Marquise Wilson, and then the guys behind him who are redshirted. That makes them very deep in the secondary.
Yeah, Daquan Hardy would be
Daquan
another
Hardy,
one.
Yeah, I mean, go on and on. Yeah, I mean, it's you know, it's a luxury for Brent Pry and Terry Smith and Tim Banks to have all those guys next year, and it sure seems like the secondary seems like looks like it's going to be a lot better than I thought it would on December 19th.
Now let's go to the next part. On December 19th, Mike Yurcich was still the offensive coordinator at Texas. He's now the offensive coordinator at Penn State. What are your thoughts on that move bringing him into the mix?
I was surprised because this year, not this year, we're in 21. 2020 was so strange, and there were such bizarre circumstances. I thought Kirk Ciarrocca would be back at least for next year. You know, before I talk about Mike, I thought there were a lot of extenuating circumstances, such as the injuries in the backfield, the lack of spring practice, like I mentioned, the lack of a regular summer. It's hard to judge somebody off a year like this. Having said that, my thought is, I wonder if Mike Yurcich was not available, if this move would have been made. I don't know that. But I wonder about that. He has a lot of Mike does. Mike has a really good resume, you know, and includes a lot of time in the PSAC, which is something that James Franklin likes. I'm going to guess that they've known each other for a while, more than a year or two, or you know, whatever. You know, he has a really good track record, especially at Oklahoma State and Texas, calling plays. I know the 2 years he spent at Shippensburg in 2011 and 2012, they put up some ridiculous numbers. I know when they played in Kutztown in 2012, they scored over 70 points and gained over 700 yards. You know, I think it's a move. I do think if he wasn't available, I don't know if this move would have been made. It's somebody, you know, somebody obviously that James feels comfortable with. And my biggest question is, it will will this be Mike Yurcich's offense, or will this be a hybrid like it was in 2020 between James and Kirk, which obviously didn't work at peak efficiency?
Obviously, with Joe Moorhead taking the head coaching job at Mississippi State, Ricky mm-hmm. Ronnie taking the head coaching job at Old Dominion, and now with Kirk, that means Sean Clifford going into his fifth year is now on his fourth full-time offense coordinator, fourth full-time quarterback coach. What do you think is running through his head right now, because now he has to do this all over again?
I don't know. That's a very, very good question. And to me, this is me, I think Sean Clifford is the, it sounds obvious, but he is the most important player who will determine how Penn State does in 2021. And I don't know how, I would love to know. I would love to talk to him and find out what's going through his head. I know he had a great relationship with Ricky Ronnie.
Yep.
He's told us that multiple times. I think he and Kirk had a really good relationship that started off very well down at the Cotton Bowl in December of 19, right after Kirk was hired. But the fact is, Steve, as you pointed out, this is his fourth quarterbacks coach and fourth offensive coordinator in 5 years. And I don't know what to make of that. Does that, is that going to confuse him? I mean, he's a very, very smart guy. It's just he's gotten a lot of information from a lot of angles, and maybe this will bring hiring Yurcich will elevate his game even higher. I don't know, but it's got to be, his head's got to be spinning a little bit, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, I have to ask you about your pack. They're the number one seed. They've got the Rams, which means they're going to contest Aaron Donald, and Jared Goff has 9 good fingers right now. What's your thought on your pack's playoff chances here?
Well, I like that they're home. I'm glad the Rams beat Seattle, because I don't like Seattle for several reasons that I don't need to get into here. But the Rams could pose problems for them because how good their defense is. They're one of the top, if not the top, defense in the NFL. Aaron Donald's going to cause issues. Jalen Ramsey's going to line up against Davante Adams. We'll see how that goes. The only thing that really encourages me is the quarterback position with the Rams because of Jared Goff's injury and the backup whose name is escaping me now,
Josh Wofford,
his injury in the Seattle game. I think that's encouraging. But Green Bay has to stop the run, and the Rams have a very good running game. So, I'm confident, but I'm definitely not looking ahead to the NFC Championship game yet.
I had to slip that in there because I know that's your baby. So,
oh, it is my baby. You got it. I'm sorry. Yeah. I went on and on. You always ask me about the Packers, and right now, I'm very excited about them, and I hope they win their next 2 or 3 games.
3 would be good.
It'd be 3 would be very good.
Sir, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much, Rich. It's always a pleasure on my part just spending any time with you.
Steve, my pleasure. I always enjoy it, and stay safe.
I will. You too, my friend.
Take care. Bye.